Blog Talk Radio.
Children, they messed up.
welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark. Thank you for tuning in. For those of you who were on the mail list and received the email and the text, we're going to get right into this program because as you saw in my message, text message and emails, we have a full moon meditation coming up tonight, and we're just so honored to have Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Glenn, respectfully referred to around the world. And he's going to talk a little bit about the full moon of Aries and a global meditation that's going to be coming up in just a few moments. So let's get right into it with Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza. This is really a very, very short interview, but hopefully we'll be able to come back later in the month with Master Glenn. Master Glenn, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Daryl. How are you? Thanks for the invitation, regular invitation. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We have a global meditation coming up shortly, 7 o'clock. So I want to get right into it. And our normal listeners, which is probably the majority, and every week we have some new listeners, and they can always go to the archives, and I'll talk about that after you have to jump off. But for purposes of the time we have with you, would you share with us a little bit about the full moon of Aries and a little bit about this moon, which is a little bit special. Well, I should say a lot special. And I'm going to hand the mic over to you because you're no longer a guest. You're a friend and partner of Productive News and certainly a mentor of mine. Go at it. You've got the mic.
Thank you. Okay. Actually, what Daryl was saying was that it's the full moon. It's a full moon of Aries, or the full moon of the April. Actually, it's today. It happened around 12:37, actually, in the morning. So usually they said, the ancients were saying was that perhaps you should do the full moon meditation as a group, as a service to Mother Earth. And when you do the full moon meditation, there'll be tremendous amount of energy. It's the peak energy of the month, and you'll absorb a lot of energy. And as you absorb, there's a natural downpouring of energy, I would say. And as you have this downpouring of this energy, you'll be energized. As you'll be energized, you could use this in different ways. You could use this to bless your projects, especially now. Aries is the starter. It's the start of the spiritual year, actually. Today is the start of the spiritual year, and Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So the spiritual calendar starts in Aries, while the rest of the world started in Capricorn on January 1st. So Aries is the symbol for those of you who are born in Aries. That's actually from March 20 to April 19 or April 20th, depending on what year. So what happened, Aries is the symbol of new beginnings. After a winter, or I would say lull, we have spring, which is actually Aries. So the Aries actually has this energy of it to start new things. It's the quality of Aries are actually, they're born leaders. They are born leaders. They are determined. They're passionate. They're pioneers. They're confident. They're risk takers, ambitious, and they start work. If you have anybody who is Aries, the first thing they really get good at is actually starting something. They could start on something there. I called them coming from New Jersey. It's like you can't start a fire without the spark. So that's basically Aries. That you start a fire with the spark, and the spark is Aries. So by meditating this positive energies of loving energies, ambitious energies, dynamic energies, born to lead, confidence, impatience, competitive, we will absorb it, because those are the major qualities, positive qualities of Aries, and we would like to absorb that one. So we have a meditation, actually, which will start at 7 o'clock. You could go to fullmoonmeditation.us, fullmoonmeditation.us. So you could use that to get into the platform, and to give you the link. So that's basically it. But by and large, yes, Darren.
I was gonna ask you, this full moon is one of three special full moons. Can you take a moment to talk a little bit about that? It might behoove folks to, if they can catch any, to catch this one and or one of the next three. Mm-hmm. And why they're so special?
According to the great teachers, the three most powerful spiritual full moons will be April, May, and June. The April one is what we call the Festival of the Christ. You see, it's coinciding with Easter, but actually, it's coinciding with other major religious areas. Also, we are in the midst of Ramadan for those who are Islam. We are also in the midst of the Passover if you're practicing Jews. These are areas that are very powerful. So the recent Christ is also one of the things I'll be talking about, is resurrection, because the power of resurrection is actually, we talk about, for us who were, I was brought up a Catholic and Christian, and we think of the Lord Buddha as of enlightenment. We think of the Lord Buddha as an enlightened being. But actually, the corresponding Christian word is actually resurrection, because a certain body of that spiritual teacher is actually developed. So the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is also really significant. He was able to ascend into a very powerful level of attainment, like the Lord Buddha, during the this time 2,000 years ago. So there'll be in May, it will be the Wesak. It's called WESAK, Wesak Festival. It's commemorating the Lord Buddha. And in June, it will be the Gemini. It will be the full moon of the Christ, or full moon of goodwill. So these are the three most powerful full moon of the year. I would like to invite everybody to join us on that time.
All right. Well, I think you got quite a bit in a short period of time, Master Glenn. As I mentioned at the top, perhaps we can have you come back sometime before the end of the month and elaborate a little in preparation for Wesak in May, which is early May. I believe that first week of May, that full moon comes up. So I know you've got to get prepared. I'm going to go ahead with the discourse for a few more minutes before joining myself, and reiterate the website for folks to get in, for those who are joining late. Thank you so much for taking the time, and I'll see you at the full moon meditation. I'm looking forward to it this evening. This is
thank
a special,
you.
Very powerful moon, and thank you again. So for those of you who just popped in, we have had the pleasure of having a short, albeit very informative, discourse with Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Pranic Healer, and we'll talk a little bit about what a Master Pranic Healer is. If you go back into the archives, which is blogtalkradio.com, that's blog talk radio, just like it sounds, blogtalk radio, radio, no spaces, .com, and then / Renford, Renford. That's the website to go in to catch the archives, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, Renford. And if you go to that site, you'll see all of my programs going back maybe 7 years. I mean, you can go all the way back to some of my early interviews, but with Ed Koch and Dennis Kucinich and Dr. Joy DeGruy, and of course many on with Dick Gregory and Mary Baraka and so many others you can catch. But more recently, you can catch some of the interviews with Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, and our discourse on what pranic healing is all about. So he's one of a few in the world who are master pranic healers, and it's an energy modality of healing. But I'm saying that to say that's one of Dr. Mendoza's many, many skill sets. He is a doctor, indeed. He is a medical doctor of neonatology. He headed up the whole division of neonatology at Suffern, New York, in his time for many years. And he is also a master in astrology and astronomy, and of course a meditation expert. So those are a few of the things, and he's just a gregarious person with a nonprofit that just serves those in need worldwide. So a good energy, a good spirit, and it's always a pleasure when he's able to join us, even if for a few moments, as in this evening. So you'll want to, if you can, tune in this evening, because he heads up a worldwide meditation every month. He's been doing this for a couple of decades now, and there are literally hundreds and thousands that tune in, and you could literally feel the energy. I've been meditating for 20 years, even pre-Master Glenn or Dr. Mendoza, but he has certainly taken my meditation skills to another level with his skill set. And I can tell you, as an avid meditation individual, you can literally feel the energy when you're tuning in to those meditation sessions. So this evening, he's going to be getting started actually in about a minute or so. And so I'm not going to be long with the remainder of this particular program, because it just so happens that tonight my program coincides with the full moon. And typically he does the full moon meditation on the evening of the full moon. So a couple of times a year it sometimes falls right on the day of my program. So I'm getting all those good energies here, within the program. And he mentioned some of the attributes of Aries. Well, he said new beginnings, right? He says Aries is the first astrological sign. Now, you would think January, which is Aries, Aries, Aquarius, you're in that time frame of Capricorn going into Aquarius is February. But no, on the zodiac, the Aries ram is the first sign. So this is a time of new beginnings, a time for those of you who are starting projects or relationships, have creative juices flowing, to take those to another level and go ahead and engage with those things. The Aries are born leaders. For my Aries listeners, happy birthday to you out there. He also said that Aries are passionate. And if you know any Aries, just think about it. Or if you're an Aries, do these attributes seem to apply to you? Drop me an email. Let me know at productivenews@outlook.com. That's the new email. productivenews@outlook.com. I'd love to hear from you. I love your suggestions, your thoughts about the program. So appreciate it. And I'll even appreciate some constructive criticism, as long as it's constructive. But another thing that he said, Aries are confident. They're risk takers. I was reading something about risk taking a couple of days ago. I guess it was, and very, very, very enlightening. It just talked about the fact that that's something that is inherent in what we should be about, and that is taking risk. and it really comes down to speaking and being truthful. You know, that whole purity thing that we talk about sometimes. But the again, in having read something about that, there was a statement that perfection is not required of any of us, only perfect effort. Think about that. Perfection is not required of you or I, only perfect effort. In other words, are you trying? Are you going for it? You don't have to be perfect, but did you try your best? Because not to even try because you don't think you can would be sad, terribly sad. You'll be amazed at what you can do if you simply just step into it. And believe me, I'm taking this medicine myself daily, you know. So I'm not just pointing a finger and telling you to do something, because sometimes it just doesn't come natural, or it may be even difficult because it's not the program that you might currently be under. So just understand, life awaits you on the other side of risk, and that's where that risk-taking comes in. I mean, what can you lose? Face? What, dignity? Who cares about those when greatness is possible? Who cares about those when literally miracles are at hand? Because you never know. You know, some of those things that you're capable of doing, others would say, I can't believe he or she did that. That was like, just a year ago, that person was not doing much, or they were just working a playing job or blah, blah, blah. But then you took that risk and you stepped out. And you'll never know what stepping out can produce unless you do it. And again, not to try because you don't think you can is sad. Because remember, there's something about doubt. And I was reading something earlier in the week about that as well. That whole thing about, you know, why do we doubt ourselves, right? Well, you know, the saying on that is you can't make a mistake. You can only make a decision that will be your next best step. So no, there's no reason to hesitate when you know you have nothing to lose. And losing isn't even an act of God. It's a thought in the mind of humans. I mean, there is no losing. You know, life presents itself as life itself. You wouldn't have the next breath if it wasn't meant to be. I'll stop because it's getting a little bit too deep, but I'll leave you with this. Get rid of the thought of losing and you can get rid of doubt. Because remember, losing is not an act of God. God is not in the losing business, and you are a child of God if you have any of that kind of belief in you. And if you don't, well, that's something else you have to reckon with. But losing is simply a thought in the mind of humans, and try to get rid of that whole thought. And if you can get rid of that thought, you can get rid of doubt, and you can ride that wisdom to victory. So now, with all of that said, back to what we were speaking about, because a meditation is going on right now. Aries are risk takers, and of course we talked about being starters. You know, the spark. Can't have a fire without a spark. You know, he's referring to New Jersey when, you know, he said that. But they're loving and ambitious people. So we can take those qualities that are in the ethers of the environment, the atmosphere right now, under this astrological energy of Aries, and we can embody those energies, even though we're not under we weren't born under that sign, because the energies are in the air, we're breathing it. But you have to be aware. I mean, you can have your cell phone might be working, but if you don't dial in a number, nothing's happening. It's just a phone that has a battery and has capability of networking. So by being aware, you can utilize those energies, and that's what this thing is all about. So I encourage you to tune in to the meditation this evening. And to do that, you can use your smartphone. You don't have to go to a computer nowadays, because your phone is a computer, right? It's got the internet. So go to your smartphone and simply go to the network, to the web, and dial in Full Moon meditation, FULLMOON meditation, no spaces, .us. You don't need the www. In fact, I think you should not put that in. Just put in fullmoonmeditation.us. It'll take you to a website. It'll allow you to put in your name, because you got to register, put in your name and your email address. And then it's going to kick you into the meditation. And Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, it's a video. It's live. And he's going to guide you through this worldwide meditation. And you'll see thousands that are on also. And he's going to talk a little bit about probably astrology and some of the attributes of Aries, some of the things that he talked about this evening, I'm sure. With us, he's going to talk about probably a little bit more in depth, because the meditation session lasts about an hour. So I'm going to be jumping over there. But before I do, we always do numbers and cents. No, I didn't forget about our numbers and cents. I may have to do a rewind on it. In other words, some of the things that we've done before under numbers and cents. You know, one of the things that just really stick out at me, and I've mentioned this, and those that are my regular listeners, you know, I have this affinity, love for children, not in a bad way, in a very good way, in that I love our children because they're our future. And the issue that I have with what's going on with children right now is the fact that some are doing some bad things. And for that reason, I'm questioning some religious circles. Because right now, and this is my perspective, my vision of what I'm able to ascertain from the God-given sense that I've been blessed with, some of that sense that you have also. And if you just step back and use it, it'll serve you well. For example, if you look and you see a guy, child, in a perverted way, or a gal, I've seen this in the supermarket, literally cursing a little child out at 5 or 6. Get the F over here, you little. Now, if your heart doesn't tug when you see that, regardless of what the child may have done, maybe the child took something off the shelf and shouldn't have done something wrong, broke something. But when you see that, if your heart doesn't tug, you need to go get exercised. And I'm not talking about like going to Gold's Gym. I'm talking about go to a Catholic church, like, you know, in The Exorcist, and get that demon out of you. You need to dig deep. And I'm saying that to say, in my perspective, if you can see someone, and I'm talking about these drag queens, yes, I said it, if you can see the perversion that they're bringing into the first and second grade, and your heart doesn't tug, and you go to any kind of a religious institution, and they don't have any kind of feelings about that, I suggest sincerely with my heart that you take a look at yourself. And that's what's happening. And of course, I don't have to convince you that it's happening. And if you haven't seen it because you have no access to any type of media, and that may not be so super, super bad, because most of it is bad, the media, but you should have some so that you can at least discern. Well, then let me help you out with your smartphone. Just Google drag queen story time. And you'll find a lot out. You'll find a lot out that's going on across this country. And that's why I say I don't get into this right-wing, left-wing, Democrat, Republican. But right now, what the Democrats are supporting, I am not looking back. I left that party a few years ago when I saw it coming. And I'm independent now. I'm not Republican. I'm independent. I mention that often because I'm proud independent. I'm not swayed, but I'm telling you, they're trying their best to push me a little bit further over to that, what is it, to the right. But I'm staying firm with where I am. But right now, that perversion that I'm seeing that Democrats are supporting, and I'm looking back, doing my research, I'm saying, well, when did this start? LGBTQ, because it used to be LGB, and then Obama came in office and he brought something into law and he added the T. Yes, that was Barack Obama. Look it up. I'm saying, okay, so when that first happened, I'm saying, Trent, what? He wants to bring that into law? And wait a minute, that's dangerous. And sure enough, now it's in our classrooms. And our churches are shutting their mouths on it. I'm at the point of about leaving my religious institution on it because too many churches are politicized and therefore aren't saying anything. Because I'm a Democratic church, we can't say anything about that. We're just going to not say anything. Oh, but if you want to talk about Trump, you'll see these pastors getting in front of the church. That demon Trump. But they won't say anything about LGBT. And I'm observing this. Close on this. And for those who want to know my perspective, it's a charade. I've dug deep. Look at CNN, NBC, MSNBC, Fox, ABC. I've looked at all the networks and all over the web. And I can't find what he's done. I need you to share with me, and I'm going to keep mentioning that every week. Send me an email. Oh, I understand. Well, you know, he's a pervert. Okay, you got to give me one better than that. You got to give me one better than that because so is Biden. And I don't even know about Obama. But I'm going to leave that alone right now because I'm doing some research on that. But I'm just saying, he without sin throw the first stone. And we know about Clinton, okay, and the Bushes. So wait a minute. I'm talking the law. Oh, he's a racist. Now, you know that's a lie. This man gave more money to the HBCUs, and I was part of HBCU Kingdom as a beeper. A beeper is an executive in a corporation that goes and does an adjunct teaching stint, and I did that for many years, so I know my HBCU students, and they could use that money. Donald Trump gave more money than Barack Obama, Clinton, and Bush combined in his second year in office. Look it up. So please don't go there. Don't do that because it's a lie. And you can say, well, you brought up those people in Central Park. Please, okay, please stop. Stop. Don't just stop it. You're being just misled, like you got a ring in your nose and you don't even realize it. So I'm doing research and I'm just not seeing it. But I do know one thing. I do know one thing, that he opened up oil reserves that no other president would touch. And I do know one thing. He came in and he says, you know what? I'm going to put everything on the line. My money, everything, because I've made a decision that I want to live right and do the right thing. Now, you don't teach an old dog new tricks too soon. So I'm not saying the man is perfect because he got some stuff. I'm like, you know what? If he was somebody I knew, and I know plenty of white folks that I consider someone associates and closer than many black folks, and if I knew him, I'd say, Don, man, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that. Man, you got too excited. You shouldn't have said that. So the man has sat down with anybody that will sit down with him. My homeboy, Steve Harvey. I don't know if you caught that. Google it. He sat down with Steve Harvey, and it was so interesting because he was trying to get some advice from Steve. You know, what are some initiatives I should do? Look up the interview. Steve Harvey has some, you know, some thoughts, and Trump was ready to put it out there. And he is a politician, so he wanted to, of course, get credit. Look, I'm working with blacks. I want you all to, you know, come to me. And he mentioned Steve Harvey's name, and Steve got all ghosty, coward. And, well, you know, I sat with him, but I really wasn't trying to. Dude, Steve, you're an embarrassment. You know, you went to the school that my school competed with you. We were arch rivals on the other side of town. And I'm so glad that my last year when I played football, we beat you guys. I had to get that in. Because he did. He went to the school that was my arch rival in Cleveland. But I still love you, Steve. You just got to, you know, we got to talk. Anyway, getting back to this whole thing about blacks, no. And for somebody to get on an airwave and try to tell me if I don't vote for him, I'm not black, and I've got records that show he was the pet boy of the one of the grand rizzets of the Ku Klux Klan back in his day, don't do that. Don't do that. And I've heard stories, yeah, well, you know, Donald Trump's dad, you know, he was involved too. Yeah, yeah, well, okay, it's a wash. But the bottom line for me, the man is in bed with China. There's no question in my mind when you give up $83 billion. And that's the number in cents, folks. $83 billion in, and I love technology. You know, I have a, you know, my background, Stevens Institute, I have a master's in it. Let me just say, the technology that he left behind, Joe Biden, is the leading edge technology on the planet. And now it's in China's hands. And the airport that he abandoned was one of the most high-tech military airports on the planet Earth. From what I'm understanding, the depth of the cement isn't measured in inches. It's measured in feet because of the heavy bombers that were landing. And I'll close with this, because if you want to say, oh, well, you know, he was just trying... You know, he'd have to be pretty daggone stupid to give up land that was under 800 miles from China. If that's not strategic, and you can give up our strategic, but yet he's allowing Chinese companies to come in, like you've heard the latest, of course. I hope you know that they're trying to build a plant, China, in Detroit. Now, where America are not allowed to build plants, owned by Americans, plants. Now, I'm not talking about McDonald's. In China. So, who's zooming who? Who's in bed with who? Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. Two fake impeachments that ended up clearing him. 11 million documents. Look it up. They've gone through 11 million documents since 2015. On Donald Trump. And the best they can come up with is an accounting error in New York by this guy Bragg, or whatever his name is, who, by the way, doesn't even believe in a criminal being taken off the street. And that's another one that bothers me, because one of my colleague's son was just shot 8 times in New York just 2 days ago. And he's in mourning. Fortunately, the guy is going to make it. Crime has gone up in the last 2 years in New York City 52%. That's no coincidence, folks. Under this DA that wants to try to take Trump down because that was one of his campaign promises, to George Soros, who, by the way, just happened to give him $1 million. George Soros, you know, the one that funds BLM and, you know, and all the riots around the country, which, by the way, $200 billion worth. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, we had an insurrection, yeah. And how many police officers were killed in those 3 years? It certainly wasn't 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 or 12. No, it was a lot more. And right now, I'm going to have to do some more research, so I'm not going to say, but I'm not sure I'm finding out much about what's happening with those, the results of those officers. And I'm not saying you don't have bad officers, but if you try to tell me they're all bad, I'm going to call you a barefaced liar. And you know it yourself. All officers are not bad. I know enough of them very, very personally. And I put them up against any person in terms of their integrity. So to just vilify a police officer, that's a George Soros thing too, which if you don't know who he is, gosh. Listen back. 2 years ago in one of my interviews. I'll talk about that later. So the number is 83, but I'm going to have to give you two, numbers and sense. Numbers and common sense. Okay, so here's another one for you, and then I'm going to jump off and get on this meditation. Okay, 300. 300 is the other number. So what is 300, Daryl? I'll tell you what 300 is. It's the number of youth. Well, I'll say youth, relatively to me, between 18 and 30, that die from fentanyl every single day. That means today, 300 people died from fentanyl overdoses. Look it up. So that's the number that I want you to emblazon in your brain. Oh, but don't leave it there. If you're going to emblaze that in your brain, make sure you add something to it, because there's a latch that has to go on to that 300 that die because of fentanyl. That is, where does it come from? It comes across the border. 80% of the fentanyl in this country comes across the southern border, which we know who opened that up. I hope I don't have to tell you, right? 2 million people, 300,000 people in some cases a month. New, you have enough people that have, we've created a state already, New York, in the number of immigrants that have come across who are unvaccinated. They're not checked for vaccinations. They're in too many cases not checked for terrorism. And the number of jobs that they're taking, well, that goes without saying. But that doesn't include the amount of sex slavery that's involved. You need to do some research. You need to find out from Border Patrol what they're finding out in terms of the numbers and the increases in child slavery that's increased just in these 3 years. And I would say to you, and you may say, well, not all of them are bad. And I agree. There's a lot of good ones. But when you open it up, just broadly, to see, we've always had means of coming in the country, which was very well scrutinized. But when you open it up blindly, now I would say to you, if that was your niece or granddaughter or daughter or great-granddaughter, I'm just going to take the female perspective. Maybe it'll tug your heart a little bit. That was all of a sudden put in a slave ring, a child slave ring. Be enough, just one, if it was yours. And if that could have been prevented with a bit more scrutiny of these borders. And I'll leave you with this. We know that the fentanyl, 80% is coming from the border. We know the increase in the amount of child slavery, sex slavery that's coming across. The cartels pretty much own the border, this new infiltration. All right. But where is the fentanyl manufactured? It's been traced back to China. Yeah, Beijing Biden. So my perspective from what I found out, but maybe I'm missing something. Please help me. I'd like you to tell me if you have some counter information, because I'm not searching, trying to vilify clown in New York. I mean, he is literally trying to take Trump down simply because Trump made a decision. This is my perspective, that he's going to go and do the right thing. I'm going to take my money. If you listen to the interview he did with Oprah, you could really glean on some things. He says, you know, I just can't take what I'm seeing. He says, and this isn't just a Democrat thing. It's a Republican thing. And that's why you have some Republicans that they aren't really saying anything, because he's exposing it all. You know, he wanted to run as an independent. But, you know, in this country, you're going to be a Democrat or a Republican. So he chose what he saw as the lesser of two evils. And I think he got it. From what I'm seeing now with this transvestite drag queen stuff in our first and second grades, and the things that that I'm seeing that Democrats, anti-religion, from my perspective, mindset that they're having now. I think if I had to choose the lesser of two evils right now, I'm sure I would move in the same direction. So yeah, he said, I am not down with it. And the media, all those who have investment in China, ABC, CBS, NBC, remember Disney owns one of the major networks, and so does General Electric, who owns the cables, who cut out One America News. Folks, when you start having no more free speech, you're on a way to tyranny. And that is the story for this evening. God bless you. If I'm listening to you in the future through the archives, thank you for tuning in. If I'm listening to you live, thank you for tuning in. Thank you across the country. My northern friends up in Canada, thank you for tuning in as well. Love you just as much. My friends in the Caribbean, love you much. I won't mention any specific cities, states, other than those general areas. And, of course, too many states to even mention across the country. Thank you for tuning in. I just encourage you to stay tuned with what's going on around you. But that thing in New York, that was the biggest joke. If you can't see through that they are doing whatever they can to stop this man from running without cause, and I want you to think about it. What illegal thing did he do outside of running, exposing Hillary Clinton? Remember what she did. She destroyed hundreds of thousands of records. And it was nothing, no case brought against her. And they're saying, well, you know, you missed a accounting entry because of this relationship with Stormy Daniels, and we think that it was campaign fraud. No. They haven't been able to come up with that. He's trying to make a misdemeanor into a federal offense, but yet he's having federal offenses in his city, which is going to hell in a handbasket, New York City. It is. Folks that close relatives, friends born there. But yet, he's going to spend all this money, $200 billion in New York State's money, to bring down a man for no more than political purposes. And you know it's political. An accounting error? Are you kidding me? Well, you know, it's still wrong. Yeah, you're right. Let's scrutinize Joe Biden's accounting. Let's scrutinize Bill Clinton. Let's scrutinize Obama. I'll bet you. Give me a man, and you get the right DA or the wrong one, and they'll find something wrong, because no one's perfect. None of us. You aren't. You may think you got a perfect tax return. Let the wrong person decide they want to come at. So you can find something on anyone. So this is all about don't let him run again. He's exposing too much. And I'm saying, run, dude. I want to see it all. I want to hear it all. I want to know what these guys have done. So with that, I'm jumping on fullmoonmeditation.us, and I encourage you to do the same thing. God bless you. Happy Easter to you. Happy Ramadan and Passover for my Islamic brothers and sisters and my Jewish brothers and sisters and for my Hindu brothers and sisters. Wishing you a happy spiritual season as well. Drop me an email to productivenews@outlook.com. Got nothing but love for you, and next week we'll have another eye-opening Numbers and Sense program. God bless, peace, and love. Thank you.
you're right, because the time will come around when you're